Good morning. Our focus today is on gentleness, one of the aspects or attitudes of the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. We are reading from Galatians 5, 22 to 26, which reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." This is the word of the Lord. With all that is happening in the world, like degeneracy, unrestrained lust, unrighteousness, ungodliness, moral decay, and violence, we see these as evidence of the work or deeds or doings of the sinful nature. This we highlighted as contrary to the fruit of the Spirit. There's a stark contrast with what the flesh does and what the Holy Spirit wants or does. The flesh or the sin nature can only produce what is listed in this passage. This is what human effort does. Twice in this passage, we're given the command, walk by the Spirit. When Christians walk by the Spirit, their lives will be so controlled and influenced by the Holy Spirit that fruit is produced and manifested. They will submit to God's will and live by the Word. This is how the church is to display gospel power in the world. We are to be the people who show the stark contrast. While all the world is living out the deeds of the flesh, because that's all they are capable of, we are to be living, shining, bright lights of the glorious reality that God the Spirit is in us, manifesting divine attributes through us. Now, today's focus is on one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, and that is gentleness. It's actually better translated meekness, as sometimes in Scripture, both words are used interchangeably with the translation of the Greek word. But meekness as a virtue is humility in action. It appears with lowliness and being humble as well as being gentle. Humility, by its nature, is gentle. Humility doesn't ride over people, it doesn't run brutally over people. Even people who are struggling with sin, it treats them with a kind of meek, gentle character. So we are to be marked with humility. In today's context, when persons hear the word meekness or humility, it is taken to mean persons have become a doormat or a stepping stone for others. But this is the opposite of what this word and virtue is. We should not equate meekness or gentleness with cowardice, lack of conviction, or mere human niceness. It's a virtue that draws courage, strength, conviction, and a good disposition from God, not from self-centered human resources. True meekness or gentleness requires great strength and self-control. I am certain we can all appreciate and agree with this proverb: "The humblest calf suck the most milk." This is the opposite of what humility is taken to be today. Biblically speaking, however, meekness or humility has some special qualities. One, this word is used to refer to being submissive to the will of God. James 4 verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Two, it is used to refer to submission to the word of God. James 1 verse 21, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overthrow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." Three, it is a command given to us for us to be gentle or humble to all men. Titus 3 verses 1 to 2, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men." 4, 2 Corinthians 10 verse 1 speaks of the meekness and gentleness of Christ. He is the model of one who humbled himself. He said in Matthew 11, "I am meek and lowly in heart." Ephesians 4, that very familiar and wonderful text of scripture that talks about walking worthy, says, "Walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called." And verse 2 adds, "With all humility and gentleness." So God is the one who defines this. It is an attribute of his nature, As he, as God, humbled himself to become man, Christ is the example of that. In Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, Jesus took on the form of a slave, went all the way to the cross. That was his humbling. And it is commanded of us to be humble. This is the work of the blessed Holy Spirit in us. God is the source. God is the definer of it. Christ is the model. We are commanded to be meek and gentle. And the Holy Spirit empowers us, producing that in us as part of his fruit. Now, I cannot help but wonder about the difference our walk with the Lord would be if gentleness was emanating from our conversations and actions. In our world today, persons are quick to retaliate, quick to hold a grudge and be spiteful, quick for revenge and vengeance, and certainly quick to tell you a piece of their mind. We see anger, fits of rage and wrath, conflicts escalating into fights and quarrels, unresolved conflicts, unforgiveness, and persons choosing pride and ego over humility. The sad reality is that Christians too are behaving this way. And as the scripture said, these are works of the flesh, not of the spirit. But when we walk by the Holy Spirit, we will be able to exercise meekness or gentleness. Again, gentleness characterizes our Lord Jesus Christ. He always defended God's glory and ultimately gave himself in sacrifice for others. Jesus didn't lash back when criticized, slandered, or treated unjustly, but he did respond fittingly and firmly when God's honor was profaned or his truth was perverted or neglected. Like Christ, the gentle person does not defend himself. That's because he has died to self, and therefore does not worry about insult, material loss, or even personal injury. The believer who embraces meekness knows that gentleness is the opposite of violence and vengeance. For some, meekness leads to suffering. For your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Romans 8 verse 36. But there is triumph for the meek, even in suffering. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Meekness is a path worth following. It may not lead you to a spot on Digital Rising Star or your favorite TV series. You may not get all the likes, the hype, the follows, and the shares on social media, but you'll find the reward of God is yours in abundance. Jesus promised, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Another example of meekness or gentleness I want to leave with you is the story of the woman caught in the act of adultery. In John chapter 8, the Pharisees brought a woman who was caught in adultery to Jesus. The Pharisees told Jesus that the law of Moses commanded them to stone such a woman, to which Jesus responds, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. After everyone left, Jesus did not condemn the woman and said to her, go now and leave your life of sin. Just like how Jesus was gentle with the woman in this story, God is gentle with us. Even in our sin, he continues to love us. He does not keep record of our wrongs, but offers forgiveness if we come to him. In the same way, God wants us to be gentle to others. I will close with this. Philippians 4 verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The way to practice true meekness or gentleness is to submit to the Holy Spirit and let him produce his fruit in us. Then we will be meek as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then we can walk in humility the way he did.